Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network.
Good morning.
And then tag
Daniel
all of your
Brown,
friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
With all of your network, and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind for the Shiloh experience, which begins with all of your network.
Good morning, Shiloh Baptist Church family and friends. For the psalmist once said that this is the day, come on, that the Lord has made. Surely we shall be glad and rejoice in it. Are there any glad people in the house on this morning who feel like telling God thank you in your praise? Thank you for how he's kept you. Thank you for how he's made ways. Thank you for life on today. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you on this morning. We thank you for life. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for movement of our limbs. We thank you for the warm blood running through our veins. We thank you that you gave us enough sense to jump online, to come into your house of prayer, to lift your name on high. We ask now that you will bless those who are playing the instruments, bless those who will sing the songs of Zion, bless the God servant who will preach your precious word, and let your people not leave this worship experience the way that we came into this place. Lord, we love you and we lift you. It is in the precious, powerful, mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray, and all of God's people with joy say amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Anybody thankful on today? Hallelujah. We just wanted to stop by and just tell the Lord that we are so thankful for everything that you've done. Come on, can you just put your hands on it this morning? Just like this, wherever you are, in your living room, in your bedroom, I need you to put your hands on it as we bless the Lord together.
Thank you.
But I love worshiping the Lord. I love giving Him what is due unto His name. And God, we love You on today. We know that there is no other name whereby men can be saved, and that's at the name of Jesus. You can call on many people, you can call on many gods, but I'm here to let you know that there is no God like our God. And when you call on the name of Jesus, there is power, there is deliverance, there is salvation, and it can only be found in His name. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands all over the building. Yeah, just lift your hands to Him today. Jesus, 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 yeah. Something happens when happens.
Something happens
when I call you,
Jesus.
Something happens. Somebody call on the name of
Jesus.
Something happens.
Something happens
when I call on your name, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Jesus.
Something happens. Thank you, God.
Something happens when I call.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Things have to change when you call on him.
Jesus.
Your situation turns around when you call him. Something happens.
Happens
when I call you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his name. Hallelujah. There's something about that name. Our hymn for the morning is Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. We invite you, those of you in the sanctuary, to stand as we lift this, raise this hymn together. Those of you following along with us can follow along. The lyrics will be posted on the screen. Come on, all over the building. Time is filled with swift transition. Time is filled with swift transition. Not a birth, not a birth, a new can stand. Feel your hope. Feel your hope from things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. To God. Come on, everybody. Hold to his hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, hold to his hand. God's unchanging. Build your hope, build your hope on things eternal. Oh, yeah. Second stanza, trust in him who will not leave you. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring. Completed. If to God you have been true, come on church, let me hear you. You know what? Fair and bright, the home in glory. That's good news this morning. You're in rapture, so will you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate it this morning. Hold to his hand. Hold to his hand, yeah. God's unchanging hand. Hold up. God's unchanging hand. Feel your hope. Feel your hope. Don't be turned off. Hold. Yeah. Come on. One more time. Hold to his hand. Hold to his hand. Yeah. God's unchanging hand. Hold. God's unchanging hand. Feel your hope. Feel your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Come on, one more time. Hold to his hand, yeah. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Come on.
on Sunday, February 6th, with our Black Business Owners Expo, immediately following the worship service. All guests must register by January 31st. Please visit the church website for your registration information.
Greetings, I'm Brittany Claybrooks, and I serve as the Economic Development Project Manager here in the city of Plainfield. And we couldn't be more excited about the partnership with Shiloh Baptist Church in our Rise Black Business Expo, taking place on February the 6th. Be reminded, though, that everyone must register by January 31st. This is something you do not want to miss out on. So if you are a beauty person or an art person, there is a vendor for you. We also want to take this time to give a huge shout out to the Plainfield Cultural and Heritage Commission, as this was supported by a grant from them. All proceeds from this event will go towards scholarships from the youth. So again, on behalf of the City of Plainfield and the Honorable Mayor Adrian O'Mapp, we welcome you to join us on February 6th for the Rise Black Business Expo.
On Sunday, February 13th, join us for Divine Nine Sunday. Vendors will be available in the lobby after service. Don't forget to wear your Greek paraphernalia. On Sunday, February 20th, join us for Shiloh's HBCU Sunday and College Fair. All are welcome. Please contact Minister Brian Johnson at bjohnson@shilohplainfield.org for more information. And on Sunday, February 27th, join us for Generations Celebration. Please participate by wearing the color according to your generation. Silent Generation wearing red, Baby Boomers wearing blue, Generation X wearing black, Millennials wearing orange, and Generation Z wearing purple. We hope you'll join us for a celebration of generations and everything they have contributed. The City of Plainfield, in partnership with SHIELD, is offering free COVID-19 vaccines and testing on February 2nd and February 23rd from 3 to 7 p.m. For more information, please call the helpline. Join us this Tuesday, February 1st, for Tuesday morning Bible study at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Charlotte Banks via Zoom and live streamed on the church website, followed by Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. with Pastor Brown. All Zoom information will be posted on the church website. Please join us in celebrating Reverend Dr. Danielle L. Brown's pastoral installation. Installation reception tickets and journal ads are now on sale. Please visit shilohplainfield.org/installation, call the church office, or stop by the lobby after service to purchase your journal ads and reception tickets.
See, cherubim. message that is in that song. Can you just imagine for a moment taking your mind to glory? And there are angels on either side crying back one to another, holy, 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 holy. Shift that, holy, holy, holy. Come on, just put it in your mind. If you have to close your eyes to imagine what it's like in glory to see the seraphim going back and forth one to another, just declaring holy, declaring the holiness of God, declaring the power of God. Come on, just imagine glory. Can we just imagine glory? Come on, Levites, I need you to imagine glory. Can we just imagine glory? Those of you that are joining us online, can we just imagine glory? The seraphim and cherubim just crying back one to another, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, the God who was and is to come. Holy is the Lord who heals us. Holy is the Lord who keeps us. Holy is the Lord who never sleeps and never slumbers. The one who knows the number of hairs that are on our head. Holy is the Lord. Come on, Shiloh and friends. Just put your hands together and let's do like those angels. And let's just declare the holiness of God. Come on, let's declare from one side of the sanctuary to the other. From one end of your house to the other. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. Holy, 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 meaning not like you and not like me, but holy, not like the ones that disappointed you, not like the people that hurt your feelings, but holy, 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 holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, not finite like humankind, but holy, infinite in power, infinite in wisdom, infinite in possibility. Holy, 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 holy is our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's a holy God. 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 Come on, Shiloh. I understand that everybody doesn't always understand moments like this. A few weeks ago, my sister came and she preached, and one of the things that Dr. Newton said was that your worship should look like something. That there should be a difference in when you worship than when you Netflix. Y'all remember she said it? So just for a few moments, worship is a group activity. And I know that sometimes you're like, well, it doesn't take all that, but you don't know what somebody went through this week. You don't know that it might, while we're saying it doesn't take all that, you don't know what all it took just for us to get here this morning. But even beside all of that, do you understand what it took for Jesus to create space for our salvation? It took everything. It took everything. Y'all, it took everything. And so when we begin to declare, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Can I just help you? Can I give you instructions? Can we worship together? Can you just stretch your hands toward heaven all over the building? You can stand up if you want to stand up, if you're able to stand up. But let's just stretch our hands toward heaven. And let's make our worship look like something. And then while you have your hands stretched, just begin to declare holy. Just say it out of your own mouth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Come on, preachers, I need you participating in worship. Come on, choir, I need you, Levites, participating in worship. But just begin to declare holy. Holy, holy. You might not run, you might not dance, but you can give him the fruit of your lips. Holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy. Holy. Come on, right there in your kitchen, right in your living room, just begin to declare the holiness of God. It's okay. We can take just a few moments to respond to God's goodness. A few moments to thank God for being so good to us. A few moments just to say, God, we thank you. And God, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge not just your presence, but your goodness. Your goodness that didn't just start today, but your goodness that has sustained us all through our lives and got us to this point. Your goodness. We stand in awe of your wisdom, your power. We stand in awe of your love concerning us, your plans for us that are absolutely amazing. You are holy, Lord God.
Holy.
Holy. Holy is our God. Holy is our God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy.
We worship you, O God.
Holy, holy, holy God.
You're holy, holy, holy.
You're a holy God.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor.
You're a holy God.
We bow before you, we bow before you. Holy, 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 holy. Lord God, oh God,
you're
oh
a holy God. Hallelujah.
We reverence your name, we reverence your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy are you, Lord God.
Holy. Glorious is your
name. Thank you, Jesus.
Righteous is your name.
Your name.
Excellent is
Hallelujah.
Your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glorious is your name. We glorify you, we glorify you, we glorify you. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Holy, 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 holy.
Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh in this place. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh in this place. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh in this place. Not just in this place, but in your home. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh. Everywhere that your people are, wind of God. Blow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shiloh, I want to encourage us all that in this season, increase your response to God. When it's time to worship, don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't be caught in the worship moment looking at other folks or going blank. But when the Spirit of the living God comes into a room, and this is not just when the Spirit, Pastor Jennings, it's good to see you, sir. Not just when the Spirit comes in the room, but you can even experience this virtually. And when the presence of the Lord begins to fall in the worship experience, don't click off. Engage. Don't go blank. Lift your hands. Tell God thank you. In this season, we've got to connect with the Spirit of the living God, because that's the only thing that is going to get us through. Y'all understand me? Next week at Shiloh, we're going to start a series on worship. I was going a different direction, but the Spirit of the Living God spoke to me. And so we're starting a series next week on worship. But come on, just put your hands together and let's tell God thank you for showing up today. And can we give God praise for our dance ministry, for the way that they ushered us in today? We thank God for them. And can we thank God for this amazing music ministry that is the Shiloh Music Ministry? Come on, put your hands together for them. Sister Tina Marshall led us in worship. And this amazing band, we thank God for all of you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. If you're visiting with us today, would you please stand to your feet? If you're visiting with us today, could you stand to your feet? Come on, put your hands together for our visitors. And please remain standing. Our ushers are coming. They're going to give you an information card. We're just asking that you would fill that information card out, and you can drop it in the offering on the way around once we do offering. We want to stay in touch with you. And we don't just want our staying in touch to be one way, but we want you also to communicate back with us, because we want to know how your life has never been the same because you stopped by Shiloh for a few moments. Do I have any witnesses in Shiloh who can say it? You're never the same after you stop by Shiloh Baptist Church. We are elated that you are here. And those of you that are joining us virtually today, we know the snow has kept several of you in, and that's all right. But just, it's roll call time, so let us know that you are there by typing it in the comments. Let us know where you're worshiping from. I don't know if you all know this, but we are reaching, I think, all but two states each week, right? We got love in all 50 states except New Mexico and... You don't remember? And North Dakota. We didn't get any love in New Mexico and North Dakota. So y'all reach out to your friends in New Mexico and North Dakota and tell them to tune in. But we are reaching all across the nation with our Sunday worship. And so we are so glad that you are worshiping with us today at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Yes. You've already heard the announcement, and if I don't address it a second time, I don't want Trustee Padfield to be upset with me. And so next Sunday is our celebration, starts off our celebration of Black excellence all month long. We are celebrating Black excellence. If you are Black excellence, can you make some noise in the house? And so all month long. And so our Black Business Owners Expo kicks that off next Sunday. We'll be celebrating Black businesses in our worship experience. And then immediately following our worship service, we will have the Black Business Expo. And Trustee Fields and her team have done an absolutely amazing job gathering partners, the City of Plainfield, the Urban League of Union County. And so they are asking that everyone would register. You can log on to shilohplainfield.org to do that, or you can register in the lobby if you have a business and you'd like to be a part of that. You have until tomorrow. You have until tomorrow. And so you can do that in the lobby. We will welcome Dr. Alfred Blake of Rutgers Undergraduate Entrepreneurship Program. There'll be a panel discussion, inspiring ownership. We have over 30 vendors from fine arts and candles to attorneys and youth counselors joining us. Door prizes. It is free and open to the public. And so please invite your friends. We are celebrating Black business. How many of you know that the thing that fuels our economy is small business? And what will fuel the economy among our people is if we support them. And so we've created a platform for us to come and support our business owners. And so telephone, tell a friend, and make sure that you are here on next Sunday for the Black Business Owners Expo. And then you heard in the video announcements what each Sunday in February will entail. And so we want you to be here. Shield is having another pop-up vaccination clinic February 2nd and 23rd. There are no appointments required. Please get your tickets to the the pastoral installation reception today. And if you'd like to also purchase a journal ad, you can do that today. Our team, Sister Carla, Beverly, and the installation team have done an amazing job pulling things together thus far. But Shiloh, we want to make sure that you have all that you need so that you can be in the house. Is that all right? All right. We're also praying for Sister Alicia, Minister Alicia Mitchell, and the Stokes family, Sister Peggy McPherson and Trustee James McPherson, Sister Peggy Smith, Brother Willie Tarver, Deaconess Flora Williams, and Sister Chanel McWilliams. Their families all experienced loss this week, and our good friend Pastor Lester Wormley, the pastor of the Liberty Baptist Church. They buried First Lady Shamika Wormley on yesterday, and so our prayers are with our friends in Elizabeth. Shiloh has partnered with Liberty for several years, and so they are friends of Shiloh, and the Wormleys are friends of mine. And so let's continue to hold them up in prayer as well. And we're praying for all of those who are on our list that are sick today. These lists are very long. So we've got to always be in prayer, one for another. Amen? They're long, so I won't be able to call every name. So y'all bear with me. It doesn't mean that we don't love you. We are praying for you. If you get on the 6:30 a.m. prayer call, how many of you have been on the 6:30 a.m. prayer call? I've just about every Monday, I lead the Monday call. And almost every Monday, I call every name on this list. Do I have any witnesses who have been on the call? I call the names on this list. So it doesn't mean we don't love you. It doesn't mean Shiloh doesn't care. It just means that this is a very long list of names. Y'all with me? All right. Now, all month long, we have been in our series on generosity. How many of you have been living the G life this month? Come on, let's get some rumble music, some rumble music. Some exciting, we're excited here. And so all month long, you've been living the G life. And so today is the day that we designated as All G Sunday, where we would stretch, right? If we've never tithed, we would tithe today. If we, whatever we give, we're doubling it. We're increasing, we're stretching today to do that. And so we promised you that we would never ask you to do anything that we were not willing to do, right? We promised you that early on. I told you that's the kind of pastor that I am. And so we also gave you some cards, and we gave you those cards, and we said to you, hey, go out into the world, be generous, and then let us know about your generosity. Now, most of you went out in the world and you were generous, but you didn't loop back to us, but that's okay. But we had some people who did. So, Sister Belinda, you have the little satchel. Where is Sister Burma? Sister Burma, can you give me like some good excitement music? Sister Burma, where you at? Come on, Sister Burma. And so, because we're being generous, right, Trustee Tanya? Sister Burma, in the same way that we've been preaching that when you give, God gives back to you, bam, little generosity from the Shiloh Baptist Church. Where's Deaconess Banks? Deaconess Banks has been generous all month long. They didn't expect this. They probably don't even want it, but guess what? We're modeling for you what we've been preaching all week, all month long. Here you go, just a little generosity from the Shiloh Baptist Church. And we have some more. Here we go. Sister in the black, you're sitting back there next to a young lady in the red. Could you just come here? We want to be generous to you. I need some help. Mo Lucky, Minister Brian, can you distribute these? Come on, Shiloh, this is exciting. You give it to me, and I'll call some other people. We just want to be generous to you. Let's see. Carlos, you've been driving all the way to Plainfield. Come on, let us be generous to you. Come on. Matter of fact, brethren, just go pick some random people and be generous to them. I won't call names. You just pick some random folks. This is the Shiloh Baptist Church, where Jesus is Lord and people are loved. And it is all G Sunday. And we just wanted to model generosity to you, because all month long we've been encouraging you to be generous to others. And this is a church that models what we ask. Is that all right? Are you excited about generosity? Come on, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate generosity today. Brother Vincent, come on. Let's have our sermonic selection. Don't y'all leave us. But today we're reversing our service. I know that normally we'd be going into the offering right now, but we decided to give during offering time. But we're coming back with the offering. Don't get nervous, trustees, that, oh Lord, she gave out stuff and she didn't. I didn't forget. We're just making a little adjustment in the worship. We'll get there. Isn't this an amazing church? I promise you, I've never pastored a church better than the Shiloh Baptist Church. And there's not another church that I would want to pastor other than Shiloh. Come on, put in the comments, it's all G Sunday. Let's be generous. Come on, Brother Vincent.
Lord, I'm going to ask the congregation to help me in the song just a little bit, since we're in worship, in the season of worship. Alpha and Omega, we worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are sanctuary, say, you are Alpha, you are Alpha. No music.
Alpha.
Come on, why don't you?
And Omega.
We worship
you,
Alpha. You are worthy.
Today,
we worship
worship him in this place. Lift your voice and worship your God in this place. Lift your voice and worship. Just worship God. Just worship him. Just worship him. We give you all the glory. That's it. I see you. We give you all the glory for your many blessings, God. For your wonderful blessings, God. Because you're excited to give us glory. We're excited to give you worship. We're excited to give you honor. We're excited to give you praise. We're excited to give you glory. We worship you. We lift you up. We worship you. We lift you up. We worship you. We lift you up. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And we glorify you. And we magnify you. And we glorify you. And we magnify you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Come on, congregation. Now right there, open up your mouth and give him glory in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give your God the worship that he deserves. Give your God the worship that he deserves. I don't deserve the worship. The pastor don't deserve the worship. We give God all of the glory. It's not because we're standing in front of you that we're asking you to do this. It's because we know that he deserves it all. There is no God like our God that deserves this glory, that deserves your glory. Come on, identify yourself with your God. Let your voice be recognized by him. I open up your mouth and let him know that I'm giving you glory. I'm giving you worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, mighty God, we honor you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. We give you all the honor and all the glory. We worship you because you are our God and we are your people. Now, God, we thank you for every song that has been sung, every prayer that has been prayed, for the ministry of dance that has gone forth, for the person who is seated to our right and to our left, in front of us and behind us, and for the saints that have gathered virtually, Lord God. And now we come to this preaching moment, and I ask that you would sanctify it, that you would make it your own, that you wouldn't allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, will you stand up in me to the end that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast may land, your people are edified, they are encouraged, they are empowered, and they are excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is, the one who was, the one who always will be, and his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we do pray, and that all God's people say, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, put your hands together as you take your seats in the presence of the Lord. We have just a little feedback up here, but other than that, everything is perfect. I want to draw your attention to the gospel according to Luke in the 6th chapter. And I will read in your hearing verses 37 and 38. The gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 37 and 38. And the word of the Lord reads this way. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. At some point or another in all of our lives, we've questioned whether what we had was enough. I was talking to a young minister a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking to me concerned about whether or not he had enough to offer the Lord or the Lord's church, because he often felt inadequate when looking at how big his call was or how big the need was. He himself felt inadequate. I want to contend that at some point or another in every one of our lives, we have all wondered if what we had, and even if what we had given, was enough. I also had a conversation with a common friend, Sister Dory, who has twins. And as her girls were growing older and about to graduate college, she began to wonder if she had hugged them enough when they were babies. And I was saying, what do you mean? I mean, these kids are almost 18 years old, heading off to college. But she was wondering if all that she had invested 18 years later would be adequate. There are points in our lives when we've all said, wait a minute, I've given above and beyond myself, and what I have received in return does not seem comparable. Anybody been there where you said, listen, I'm giving love, but I'm not getting it. I'm giving support, but I don't feel that I'm getting the same amount of support back that I've given out. I'm giving to God, but I don't know. The issue of generosity, my brothers and sisters, and giving is a much bigger part of our lives than I think that we really admit to. We base how generous we are on how much we think we have. We also base how generous we are on how much we've received. Do you hear me? By the same token, we determine and conclude and arrive at what is appropriate for us or what we deserve based on how generous we have been. Are y'all still with me? That we say, well, I deserve this because I've done this. But generosity is also not based upon how much we have. Instead, it's based upon the faith and obedience behind our giving, regardless of what you have. You want me to say it again? Okay. Generosity is not based upon how much we have. Instead, it is based upon the faith and obedience behind our giving. What am I saying? God does not honor quantity as much as God honors quality. See, generosity is also motivated by faith and obedience and not what we will receive in return. If no one ever gives you anything, you should still be generous, because your generosity isn't about getting. Your generosity is really just about giving. So, and consider this. Jesus dies on the cross. Can somebody tell me what he got in return? No takers. Anybody online? Okay. So in Luke, the 6th chapter, Jesus is really busy. His disciples are caught by the Pharisees plucking corn on the Sabbath and then eating them. And Jesus says, David went into the house of God when he was hungry and even ate the showbread and shared it with his friends. Plus, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. And so don't tell me what to do with what I own. That's my interpretation. That's my remix of what Jesus said. Basically, that is what he says, though. But then you find him in the synagogue and he's healing the hand of a leper and making his haters even more outraged and causing them to talk about him even more. Can I tell you something today? That when you are generous with exercising your gift and your anointing, there are people who will be very happy. And mostly, it'll be the people who have benefited from your generosity, the people who have been healed, the people who have been blessed, the people who have been propelled from one way of living or one dimension of living to another. But there will also be people who will be hateful. But the message to you is this today. Just keep doing what God anointed you to do. You also don't have to go around announcing your anointing. Just exercise it and it will speak for itself. Jesus steals away to pray, and then he calls his disciples, and from them he chooses 12 who would ultimately be named apostles. Then he heals the great multitude and shares what we now know as the Beatitudes. All of this is happening in Luke the 6th chapter. And then by the time we get to verse 37 and 38, he says the favorite scripture of most of us who have ever gotten caught in sin. Y'all know it's your favorite. And we say what? Judge not. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. But we leave out that last line. You notice how we leave out the last line. We'll lean, put all our eggs in the basket of judge not, but we leave out that last line that says forgive and you shall be forgiven. Or we only embrace it when we're in need of forgiveness. But the next line is what shocks me. Verse 38. It doesn't shock me that it exists, because we've sung the songs. We've quoted it forever in reference to monetary gifts. But couched between verse 37 and 39 is the passage that is about this principle of seed time and harvest, the golden banner for generosity. Only Jesus isn't talking about money. If you are generous with forgiveness, you will receive forgiveness based on how much you gave it. Essentially what Jesus is saying, Sister Joylette, is if we judge, you will receive judgment just like you gave it. If you condemn, you will receive condemnation just like you gave it. Men will give back unto your bosom. But here's the thing. Not only is the principle twofold, that we will receive at the hands of humanity whatever we have generously given, but God makes use of humankind for God's bidding in the earth, not just the judgment, but also for the rewarding. Here's what will happen when whatever it is that you give, when it's time for it to come back, God will move on the hearts of others to bless us when we've responded to God's call for us to bless others. If we, in a right manner, give to others when they are in need, God will incline the hearts of others to give back to us when we are in need and give liberally. Good measure, pressed down shaken together. They that sow plentifully will reap plentifully. Generosity is so much more than money. How generous are you with the good news? How generous are you with the love of God? How generous are you with mercy? With justice, with your time? We must expect to be dealt with ourselves as we deal with others with the same measure that we give it. It'll be measured back to us again. But here's the thing, and I'm actually almost done. Let me see, 16 minutes. I started a little early because y'all know I use my watch to clock exercise while I'm preaching. But here's the thing, the passage does not only have implications for right now, but this passage story has implications that are eschatological. Did y'all know what eschatology is? Eschatological refers to the end times, the consummation of all things, when Christ returns and has the final victory once and for all, and here it is. Not only do you reap what you sow in this life, but the reaping will also continue in the life to come. That whatever you are generous with in this life is what you will be generously reaping in the life to come. Whatever you do today is also what will impact you tomorrow. That everything you do in this life impacts the life that is to come. And so the question is, will you reap your full harvest in this life? No, you will never reap all that there is to reap in this life. But some of the reaping that you will get will happen in the life that is to come. Your harvest will always be larger than your seed. Now, although in this particular passage, Jesus is referring to the treatment of one another, but I want to say this. Our life on earth and our life with Jesus is never about what we can get. It's not about what God can do and what God can give us. And for all of the love and the mercy and the grace that God has extended to us, there is a responsibility that we have to do righteously by one another. Type that in the comments. I will do righteously. Spell righteously however you want to spell it. But just type in, I will do righteously. In the sanctuary, cry out, I will do righteously. It's easy to reduce generosity to money, because that only then makes us accountable for our money. I'll say that again. It's easy to reduce generosity to money, because that only then makes us accountable for our money. And faith and obedience in that area now go untouched. We go not growing in faith and obedience, but when it comes to the principle of seed time and harvest, with regard to how we treat people, the need to be generous with forgiveness and mercy and grace, that calls us to accountability for the condition of our hearts and faith and obedience with what is going on deep on the inside of us. But let me loop back around. That if you deal with you and you work on your heart and being generous with that which God loves, giving your money will be a small thing. If you can trust God to change you, you can trust God with everything else that's attached to you. That's what Jesus is talking about. And so today, my question to you is this. What do you deserve? Looking out over the landscape of your life and what you've been very generous with, what do you deserve? Here's the blessing, that if we look out over the landscape of our lives and we're like, hold on, I've been a little raggedy over here, been a little unrighteous over here, and I don't even know what to call what I was over here. The blessing is this: God sent you to Shiloh today. The blessing is this, that God sent you to log in to Shiloh today to hear this message, which gives you an opportunity to make the adjustment. Are y'all with me? And then maybe you're looking, you're like, no, I've been really good over here, and I've been really good over here, and I've been beyond good over here, but you're not necessarily seeing the return. Here's the good news. God sent you to Shiloh today. God told you to log on to Shiloh today so that you can be encouraged to hang in there, because your harvest is coming. You will reap that which you sow, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give unto your bosom. I'm going to shift gears real quick before I sit down. On the topic of generosity and trusting God with everything that is attached to you, the gear shift today is going to go to Malachi. Malachi 3, 8 through 10. And there we find these words. Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Now I want you to understand this. Tithes, according to Leviticus 27 and 30, is a tenth of what you produce. A tenth of all of your increase. Offerings, what is the offering? The offering is that which you give that is not a tithe. God doesn't put a percentage. God doesn't put a number on the tithe. On the offering. There's a number on the tithe, it's 10%. But the offering, there's no number. Offering comes out of your generosity. Are y'all still with me? But then the scripture goes on to say, you're cursed with a curse because you've robbed me, even this whole nation. But then the call is to bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there might be meat in my house. And so today we just have a little visual. And this is our table. Cameras, come on, follow me. This is our table. We have some bottled water, refreshing. We have some chicken noodle soup. Perfect for today, right? We've got some Jiffy corn muffin mix. Some of y'all are looking over here shady like, oh, we make our muffins from scratch. Well, some of us use Jiffy. We have some Pringles snack packs on the table. College students, anybody ever been to college? Anybody survive a 4-year diet of ramen noodles? Let me hear you in the house today. We got some ramen noodles. For the health conscious, we have some avocados. Thank you, Jalen. Avocados. We have some fruit. This is an orange and a couple of apples here. We've got loaves of bread. Wait, the apples go over here. The apples over there. How did the apples get over there with the oranges? Mingling and co-mingling. We've got some candy here, M&Ms. Bite size. See, we have 10 of these, so this is our table. This is all that we have, right? This is all yours. And then God just asks for one. Come here, Nyla, come help me. But you still have all of this. Chicken noodle soup, God asked for one. A little jiffy. God asks for one. Y'all know God eats ramen noodles too. See, we don't serve a Savior that's not well acquainted with our sorrows. God asks for one. Green beans. God asks for one. Got avocados? Come here, Hakeem. Which one of y'all is helping me? Hakeem. Orange. Y'all still with me, right? Come here, loaf of bread. Put it on God's table. Apple. Put it on God's table. M&Ms. Go on and give God a sweet treat. that was peanut, but God's going to get some plain M&Ms too. Then we have a little candy. Come on, each of y'all give God a piece of candy. Put it on God's table. Do you see what tithing looks like? That y'all, this is all God asked for. That's it. This is all that God asked for. And guess what? You get to, this is your table. You get to keep all of this. See, it puts some things in different perspective when you see that this is how much, that when you finish honoring God, that this is what you have left. Come here, Minister Brian, Reverend Thorpe, and Minister Mo, come help me. I want the kids to come down on the floor. Y'all come down on the floor. And y'all saw the children. Here. They know what to do, Mr. B. Here you go. Come here, Mr. B. Come help me, Minister Sharon, since you're right there. Hold on. Y'all spread out, face the congregation, kids. Turn around. You can go on the side with Reverend Thornton. But then here's what scripture says. Y'all saw these children give God a piece of candy, right? Each of them. But this is what the scripture then says. Y'all move back so the people over here can see what's getting ready to happen. Just come behind the kids. Come behind them. You can do this from behind. Scripture then says, "Try me now on this, says the Lord of hosts, and then see, will I not open the windows of heaven?" Put your hands out, Nyla and Hakeem. Put both your hands out. "See, will I not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive?" This is God's promise. This is God's promise to the tither. Try me now. Try me now on this. And see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. This is what it is. This is the kind of God that we serve. But he says, "Try me now." Did y'all catch that in the text? It says, "Try me now on this." And so Shiloh is giving time. It's giving time. It's giving time. It's giving time. And then here's the thing. Wait. Now you see Minister Brian trying to, come here, Brother Vincent, I need your help. Now, because here's another part of the scripture that I want to make sure that we get. You see Minister Brian, he's fixing his bag. They're getting ready to pick the candy up. But Brother Vincent, go ahead, go do what you were doing. Now, Brother Vincent, I need you to interrupt their picking up of the candy. No, interrupt Minister Brian. Move him out the way. Because scripture then says, "And I will rebuke the devourer." It says, "I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. And the vine shall not fail to bear fruit, and for you in the field, that when
the enemy tries to come and get your stuff. When he tries to come and get your stuff, God says the promise to the tither is I will rebuke the devourer. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all can take the candy. And then here's the other blessing. Where's the other kids? I need some more children. Come on, children. Any child in here, you 18 and under, come get some candy. Because the Lord poured out a blessing on these two. They didn't have room enough to receive. And so guess what? When our stuff is overflowing, then we can be a blessing to other people. And so y'all get your candy and then everybody come and get it. Because if you don't take it, Reverend Thorpe has to eat it. But come on, it's giving time at the Shiloh Baptist Church today. Our giving options are on the screen. If you're joining us online, we have all of those giving options. Don't miss this opportunity for the windows of heaven to open over your life, for the devourer to be rebuked in your life. But come on, it's time to give. Our ushers, if you need an envelope, just raise your hand. Our ushers will serve you. You can give electronically. Come on, trustees are coming forward at this time. And listen, this morning, if you have never tithed, let this be the day that you try it out. Let this be the day that you try God on this. As a seed sower, let's be above and beyond generous. Whatever you normally give, just give a little more, whatever measure you're able on today. We are living Shiloh in biblical principle. Do y'all hear me? Biblical principle of the tithe and the offering. Do you see how many people got blessed because two little children tithed a lollipop? Do you see what happens? That because two little children honored God, every child in the room got a blessing. That's how it works. So come on, follow the direction of our ushers. Brother Vincent, we'll turn it over to y'all. Come on, choir. Bless him. Come on, keep the music on. Keep going.
Word. You have seen the blessings of the Lord at work. There's somebody here who's worshiping with us today. Somebody who is worshiping with us on live stream. You want to get to know this Jesus. You have never professed hope and faith in Jesus. You've never said to him that you love him, that you want him to enter into your heart, that you want him to be all that he can be in your life so that you can be all that he wants you to be. Everyone standing on their feet, if there's one today, won't you come? This is a time for us as we open up what we call the doors of the church. It's a time for salvation and membership. If you have never professed hope and faith in Jesus, now is the time to do so. You can receive the same kinds of blessings. Our ministers are standing and they are waiting for you. If you are online, just go into the chat box and say, I want to be saved today. I want to claim the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. If you are here, you want to become a part of this Shiloh family, now is your time. Please come. You can come at this hour. There's something I do want to say. If you don't feel comfortable walking down the aisle, it's okay. When we have pronounced the benediction and we begin to leave the sanctuary, the ministers will still be in the aisles. You can come and you can give your hand to one of them and give your life to Christ. This is your time. So if you're at home or if you're even here in the sanctuary and you've never been saved, pray this prayer with me so that you will be saved right here today. He who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray this prayer. Father God, and put your name in there. I come to you this day. I come to you at this hour, and I denounce Satan and all of his wickedness. And I ask you, Lord God, to enter into my heart. Change me. Make me a new creature in Christ. I ask you, Father God, that you would wash me afresh and cleanse me anew. And that from this day forward, I would serve you. This is my prayer, and I pray this prayer in the blessed name of Jesus. And for his sake, I say, amen. I want you to know you've been saved. I do want you to know that if you want to become a part of this fellowship, please join with us. As we are closing out this service today, there is still lots of the overflow. You see it. You got some little kids at home in your neighborhood. Pick up some of the overflow and be a blessing to your neighbor friends. For those of you who are watching this table, this is our table. If there's something on this table that you already have, then come and get something for somebody else. If there's something on this table you don't have, but you desire it, please come. When we leave, this table should be clean. When we leave, this floor of the overflow of God's blessings should be shared with all others. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. As we leave today, I want you to remember that God is good. He's good all the time. But as he is good, he can only be as good to you as you are good to your neighbor. Remember that we are about being good to somebody else, showing a blessing and sharing with someone else. If you didn't get a card last week, get a card this week and be a blessing to somebody else. That is how we show the blessings of God to a dying world. Father God, we thank you for this word today. We praise you, Lord God, that as we leave this place, that we continue to live that G life, that is not only in the money we give, but it is in the life we live that is a faith unto you, in obedience, that in our forgiveness and in the mercy we show to others, that we show to you, Lord God, that you have and will be our all in all. This is our prayer. May the peace of God go with you. May his love overshadow you. And as you take this journey, may he be with you in your uprising and your down sitting, in your going out and your coming in, henceforth, now and forevermore. Let all of God's people say amen. Amen and amen. Go in peace.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're worthy to be.